You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. Only a couple of weeks after the last one, so we're getting better in terms of frequency. We have two podcast debutantes today, Aishu and Mriga.
Hello.
Yes, you can say hi.
first time podcaster, so I feel like cool already.
Yeah.
You are on a very special list.
This is almost coffee with me.
checked off my bucket list.
Yeah. Anyway, we are here to talk about Kalank, which, by the way, also, every week on the podcast, I keep complaining that the reason that I don't do the podcast regularly is because I don't have people to watch movies with. And so on one of the WhatsApp groups we're in, usually I post sometimes, oh, anyone want to watch this movie and do a podcast? And then no one replies, so I had given up. And then Mriga finally posted, hey guys, anyone wants to watch Kalank? And then 10 people replied saying yes. So now I'm wondering whether it's just because of who is posting it or not, whether people don't want to watch movies. So, but anyway.
I think you add the extra do a podcast, which I didn't.
Yeah, so that's a good. So now I ask them to do the podcast after they'd already seen the movie. So.
Anyway. While they're like just about to eat the popcorn, I think that's when you should ask them.
Yeah, that's a good idea for next time. Anyway, coming back to this, to Kalank, what did you guys think?
I frankly came out of the theater with a headache and a fever. I don't know why, but social media, I don't let social media increase my expectations, but for this one, I had higher expectations.
But why? I thought social media would dampen your expectations because all the initial responses were just similar to
I didn't look at the news around it. I was just looking at Alia Bhatt's Insta and I was looking at Varun Dhawan's Insta and I thought, oh, this looks cool. And I just saw a glimpse of Madhuri Dixit's dance and I thought, okay, this sounds pretty cool and it'll be a good movie. But to me, the movie was just really forced. The storyline wasn't flowing together. And I thought typically Alia Bhatt and Varun Dhawan should have a good chemistry. But in this, even their chemistry was coming across as super forced.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was my initial take on the movie. I was really let down.
I felt like they wrote the movie backwards. They're end make train scene hoga. He'll be running. And then she'll be screaming, calling out for him. And then he gets chopped. I don't know if this is a spoiler for people who've not seen it. You could probably edit this out.
No, it's we always just say whether there's spoilers or not. So this review has spoilers.
So I feel like they wrote the movie backwards. And then what really got shitty is because, they went back and they're okay. And then the actual beginning of the movie is super vague. So by the end, I feel like the story writers kind of got tired of what they were doing. And then they just went and the initial, the whole base of the plot is so weak. Why did she have to do this? Or why did she have to?
Yeah, they never explained that.
Why did she have to get married? And what was this big deal? And did her sisters get married because, all this drama? Because
in the end, the guy was if you want to stay with me, well and good. If you don't, you get an out. So why did his wife really force him? And none of it was making sense.
Yeah, I mean, I was with the opposite because all the reviews. So anyway, from the trailers and from looking at it, I was this doesn't seem very exciting.
Sanjay Leela copy.
Yeah, pretty much. And or just I'm a bit frustrated now with Dharma because none of their movies kind of feel real. Everything is very artificial and constructed sets and this and that. So I was okay, whatever. And then the reviews were anyway bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I was okay, this is going to be a disaster. And for the first hour, I was just ripping my hair out. I was what is happening? I didn't understand the point of anything. And then after that, towards the second half, it actually got it got a lot better, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And the end was at least it made sense.
And in the end, they were okay, and now in this to make it more masaledar, let's make this in the India-Pakistan partition time just to make it more dramatic.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought like I liked a lot of that stuff more, like the whole Kunal Khemu's role and this whole tension between.
Please
about
some gravity to the...
Exactly. Yeah. And but like for the first hour, it was literally just like, I think it's exactly what you said. Like they didn't know what to do. They had to somehow get the film to a certain point to make the rest of the film. So they're just like, okay, we'll do a song here so that this person can enter.
The first half, I think there were songs every 2 minutes, which was very over the top.
And
like,
so this, not even just that there are songs. Each song is 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And just goes on and on. Like a lot of movies now have started just having a shortened song sequence in the movie.
I felt like I was in a musical more than a movie.
Especially in the beginning. And I felt like they really front-loaded all the songs as well. Because in the end, I don't know if there were that many songs. But I just felt in the initial beginning, remember we were talking about, what, another one?
Yeah. And the songs were also, they didn't have, it just suddenly burst into a song. Yeah. There was no transition or purpose of the song being there.
Nothing
was...
at all. I also thought the sets of the songs were like really over the top. Some of them seemed like repeat sets, which I could identify that. Oh shit, this isn't that other movie also. Like the fact that I could do that was also a little bit of a downer for me when it comes to like Dharma and them trying to compete with Sanjay Leela Bhansali.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, I guess.
I guess I should give them points for that.
Anyway, Karan Johar recycles songs in most of his other movies, so at least he didn't do that here. But the songs are also like, I am still okay with that if the songs are good, but the songs are also like not good at all. Like the only reason I remember this First Class song is just because it keeps playing every 5 seconds if you watch any Indian TV or media. Apart from that, like, I literally don't remember any other song. Like, it's not at all...
Yeah, like, the songs themselves, I wouldn't say are very memorable. I did like Madhuri Dixit's dance sequence, but, like, I also thought that didn't flow into the movie very well. She just, like, walked into a room and started dancing out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, while I wanted to watch the movie to watch her dance, like, it was, again...
It didn't make much sense when it actually... I feel even the songs, but they really publicized it well. Like, I would give them, like, credit for that. Like, it got crazy. Like, these songs were really breaking the charts at some point in time. And, like, India really enjoyed, at least the... I think the first one that came out was Alia Bhatt's... the one in which she's at Ghar More Pardesi. I think that one like really picked up and there's like so many views and things like that. So at least they've done a good job with marketing, I guess. But I guess it was mostly just driven by the actors actually pushing it forward than like, you know. But although like to give them some credit, I feel like the actors did what they could. Like, I mean, Alia Bhatt in like almost every still of hers, she did come across quite genuine and she can really do the crying and do, you know, all the other things which not a lot of other actors can do.
Yeah.
So I guess I would give them credit for that for sure then.
I agree with you. I thought Alia Bhatt carried the movie as much as she could. I don't think the others really did as well as they could, but
I thought Varun Dhawan was pretty good. Like, I think he had a, like, his character was at a base level, I think, at least in today's world, pretty unlikable, because he was just basically, in the first part, he's just this like sleazy dude who just hits on everything. Yeah. And then even later, like his motives are never sincere until like right at the very end. So I felt like he portrayed that range pretty well.
Okay.
But I just also another thing, I don't know whether it's just because I've been anchored by... knowing this information, but this movie was actually supposed to be made 15 or 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
With
this was supposed to be Karan Johar's dad's idea, right?
Yeah. So it was supposed to be with Shah Rukh as the lead, and I think Kajol and Rani Mukherjee as the other two, of course, because it's Dharma and Keju. But I felt like Varun Dhawan in this whole movie, they just tried to make him look like what Shah Rukh Khan looked like back then with like the Kajal.
Yeah.
His like Dilse and Ashoka cross, look, basically. Yeah,
yeah. With, like, colored contacts.
Yeah, and, yeah. like, he keeps saying all these... A lot of times, not even saying stuff. He's just, like, standing there, like, looking at Alia Bhatt and, like, expecting her to fall in love with him.
Yeah.
And he just keeps saying all these, like,
sorry,
these ridiculous...
Only Shahrukh can do those
yeah, exactly,
like,
right?
So make everyone do it.
Exactly. So, yeah. I kept, like, watching. I'm like, they clearly wrote this with Shahrukh Khan in mind, yeah. but Varun Dhawan is doing this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I felt he did what he could. I think the others were... basically kind of extended cameos like
yeah.
the
yeah,
Sonak.
I feel like they were sidelined though, like I mean you could have
yeah.
done, I mean they're good actors, like both Aditya
Even,
Roy Kapoor as
yeah.
well as Sonakshi, they're good actors. I feel like they could have brought a lot more out of them then.
Yeah, Aditya Roy Kapoor, I was a bit disappointed because he had a reasonably important role, but I felt like he was very one-dimensional throughout, like
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if he was.
I felt like that too. I felt like he wasn't doing enough
yeah.
in his role, like it was just a very quiet role in general. Like
yeah.
he wasn't bringing
yeah.
out the drama
yeah.
from his perspective.
Sonakshi I thought was good, but I again thought she was sidelined a bit. Like I thought her, like why is she so desperate to get her husband
yeah.
married, and like that could have been something they explored more.
Yeah, I this is still a mystery to me from the movie. So initially when she meets the doctor, she's like, I have to overcome or I have to undo my karma. That is still a mystery to me.
I didn't even...
think getting, having, being sick is like bad karma and she needs to repay that. Like,
yeah,
that's still
sense.
A mystery to me from the
I
movie.
Didn't even notice that line. So,
okay.
I have
I'm
no
still,
idea.
Like solving mysteries about the movie here.
Yeah. I also don't like, I mean, I depending on how ignorant this proves to be in hindsight, I'll delete it later. But like, I was also wondering, like, in the 1940s, did they know what cancer was?
Exactly.
Because she says at some point, like, I have cancer. I'm like, wait, but, like, I'm sure cancer existed at that point.
I felt like, the whole movie and the vibe was so modern.
Yeah.
But it was set in, like, a different, like,
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah, even a lot of the dialogue, like, Kunal Kemu randomly breaks into, like, English at some point in between and, like, I was like, this doesn't seem very authentic, but...
even the set, like, I think it was the first time when they meet or something like that, and it was, I think, Ram Navmi or something, and they're trying to show that, you know, they're doing, like, the arrow
kite.
And the fight, and the arrow thing where, like, a lot of people come from underwater.
Oh, the,
yeah.
The...
I thought that was, like, a lot of extra, like, it was just... to set that frame or to just it's sometimes it's nice if it really makes, you know, changes the set and gives you a good feel about it, but this one just seems super forced. I was like, okay, there's some random people coming out of water, it's like not at all romantic or anything, and then these guys are meeting in this super weird.
Yeah, and again this whole this whole movie felt very like the sets and all, like they're very nice to look at, but it didn't feel real. Like I can't imagine this is what Lahore looked like in the
1940s. No, the fact that she had to go on a boat to cross,
like,
not even like 50 meters.
Yeah, like random, small things. And then there was some just very random things that happened in the first half, such as this bullfight. I mean, like, you've spent so much money on this movie, on the sets and on the actors and all of this. You can surely invest in
VX
better
or,
CGI and VFX. Right? It was awful. Like, I think,
it was so bad.
That was the part where we
like,
were both cringing and were like, if he's trying to do a Sanjay Leela Bhansali, do it, like, completely. Like, his graphics are... fairly good.
Yeah, and I mean, and these are not like things, like, this is not, there's nothing subjective about this. Like, you can clearly see that this looks horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can, if you're Karan Johar or whoever, Abhishek Varman, like, how can you approve this and let it go through without...
Aren't people watching this before we watch it? Like...
Yeah, I mean, I've had this question with a lot of Hindi movies.
Yeah.
For various other reasons, but this was,
and
like...
And the funny thing is, like, they're normal people like us, right? So, they have the same amount of judgment as even as an audience. Right?
Yeah, I think they basically, at some point, is just... they don't care enough.
Yeah,
to,
they just count the audience. Oh, they're not going to figure it out.
Yeah. You know? Which, I mean, yeah. I mean, given that Salman Khan is the biggest star we have today, yeah. sometimes is an argument that makes sense. But
yeah, I feel like they allocated all the budget to the costumes and the sets and forgot about this whole, you know.
I actually thought that scene was very unnecessary. Yeah, they could have reallocated whatever little they spent on it elsewhere.
Yeah, it served no purpose apart
from... Because his purpose was to show her Hiramandi.
Yeah.
And that was a bullfight, not Hiramandi or the life of Hiramandi at all.
Yeah.
So I was just like, one, why is this there? And then two, you're doing a horrible job at it.
Yeah, even Hiramandi and like the life and things, like they barely even got to it. What was the article? I mean, those are things they could have really explored, right? You know, like life at that time. And like, these were beautiful stories to tell and they didn't even look at it.
Because,
like,
Arjun, he just gave her the article back saying this can't be published. They didn't have any drama around the article itself. It was a lot of, they entered a lot of branches but just left them without completing that story.
Apart from that, a lot of the movie also felt a bit predictable. Like the whole, you know, Madhuri being his mom. Like they make it seem very dramatic, but it's like from the first scene that she walks in and he looks, it's like it seems obvious.
Yeah,
and even that he's the son of Sanjay Dutt, like it was too obvious.
Yeah,
you could tell the whole dimension very early on.
The one part that I liked actually was the scene where, again, it seems completely implausible and unrealistic to happen, but if we discount that. The scene where Varun Dhawan and Aditya Roy Kapoor meet outside, like when he's drinking, they both don't know who the other person is, and they just like have like a moment and a conversation there, you know, where, and he says that one line where they're like telling each other his problems, and Aditya Roy Kapoor is just, oh, like, so why don't you just tell her that whatever, and like, how does it matter if she has a husband? And he's like, "Arey, agar aap unke shohar hote, toh baat yahi pe khatam ho jata." Like, I thought
that was very plausible, and it kind of, I think that's one part of the story that they tied together in the end. When he sees them together, he like realizes, okay.
So I thought that was the only part of the movie where I was like, okay, this positively surprised me or impacted me in a way. But otherwise, I felt like it was just, I mean, it wasn't like terrible after the first hour.
Yeah.
It was just time pass. A lot of time passed.
Yeah, it could have been so much worse if you think of
I mean, when it comes to
his family, you know, trying to like have this war and beating the boy up and the girl up and like trying to separate them through that way. So at least they didn't go that route.
But also at the end, I'm sure the last scene was just a regular fight scene, and Karandra is like, no, we have to have a train. You know, it's
to have a triple link.
But I felt like basically the movie could have been a lot shorter. It was like 2 hours 50 minutes or something if they just removed all the songs.
Did they do that? Like, how does it work for Indian movies, like Bollywood movies? Like, you have a standard general time that movies take, but what if your movie like is shorter than that, they would still extend it to reach that time.
There's no guideline like that. There have been movies which are like 90 minutes, 100 minutes as well.
And you don't have to.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
I actually think it could have been longer if they had like substance between the songs, and they could have actually built out the story a lot more. Yeah. I just felt like it wasn't a complete movie.
Yeah.
So even if they cut it short, like, then it would not flow through.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. It could also just be either just badly edited. The first half is, I think, really badly edited because it's just random things happening. And then, because a lot of times what happens is they actually have all the other chunks, but they just, for the purpose of the movie, have to cut out some stuff.
Yeah.
And
but it's going to make good money, I'm sure.
It's actually not doing that well.
Really?
I mean, given the budget, because I think the budget was like above 200 CR.
Okay.
So, and they've only, I guess, we have 5 days of collections and they've only made about I want to say like 60 crore or something like that. 50, 60.
Yeah, that's
fine. Which is like, it's not a disaster, but it's not great.
Yeah.
But I think basically this movie will make money because of overseas. Like a lot of people. People will go watch it.
Generally, I think like in India, at least the audience is not very much like, oh, we want to see the best movie. You know, for them, it's a Friday or it's a day out and like you watch whatever movie that is that you find is decent. And this is probably going to make it.
I mean, but I think like I keep evolving what I think. But I think basically people want to be entertained.
Exactly.
Whether it's entertained by a genuinely good movie or whether it's entertained by like Salman taking his shirt off or by like Total Dhamal or whatever nonsense.
It's just these their guys escape come up with. From reality.
So I feel like if like this movie, I don't think is going to entertain that many people just because it's kind of long and draggy and it doesn't really achieve anything. Like you may not come out with a headache and a fever, but you don't quite know what to think. So like, because I think with the same thing has happened, because their first day was pretty good.
Yeah,
I think they got a close to 20 crore or something, and then it just fell dramatically after that because the like reception
people,
and
like,
the word of mouth.
We were telling people like fever.
Yeah, so I think that will end up killing it in India.
Yeah.
But I think overseas people will still end up going for it, because overseas, it's like people don't go for every movie.
Yeah.
They will pick and choose, and usually that still ends up being by which stars are in the movie and who is directing or producing it. So, yeah. But I mean, I would say, I watched this movie with my dad, and he basically, his review was, the movie was okay, but it wasn't set in Pakistan. It was set in like some Disney's version of Arabian Nights or something.
Where's the
I would describe it like that for sure.
But so that was pretty much it. Anything else that you guys want to add?
No, I think I covered it. We all covered it.
Okay, cool. Usually what we then do after this is like talk about some trailers.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't actually sit and watch trailers together before this, but have you guys seen any trailers that you, or any movies that you're excited about upcoming?
Which are the ones that are coming out?
So the trailer of Bharat just came out, the Salman Khan one.
The Salman Khan Katrina Kaif?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the trailer for that one, to be honest.
It actually looks like, given, it looks reasonable by Salman Khan standards.
That's not much to
Mriga
say.
Has
I have another trailer. School of the Year. Student of the Year 2. Just recently watched that. I was like, why? Didn't you just have a huge disaster with the first one? Like, why are we doing this a second time over?
It's a launch pad, right? It's a launch pad. And it's the relaunch for Tiger, because Tiger's first launch didn't work out.
It's but I mean, the first one was like also pretty awful. But somehow, like, everything that was bad about the first one, this one has taken it and amplified it. Like, it's not tried to improve on it or change it.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's double down on this crap. And it's really funny. I was talking about song remakes earlier. They remade the Ye Jawani Hai Diwani song. And so that the full video of that song just came out on YouTube. And literally, it's been trending because people are just going to the video to look at the comments.
Okay.
Because, like, people are just trashing the movie and the thing.
That's a good strategy. Really shitty videos that you get a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, that like, a lot of YouTube is also runs on that. So, that's just awful. I don't know.
They're trying to do more, but they're over and over again. According to me, it didn't work out the first time with Student of the Year. And then
Like, those movies aren't even in the same universe. Like, Mobathe was, like, there was so much, so many things happening in that movie which made it interesting, right?
Yeah.
This is just, like, it's literally just a vehicle for Tiger and these people to, I don't even know, like, how it's useful. Like, at least I feel like with Siddharth and Varun and Alia, like, I don't know whether it's just PR or whatever, there was a bit more buzz about them before the movie as well, and like, you know, Varun Dhawan being whatever David Dhawan's son, and like Alia Bhatt being Mahesh Bhatt's son. Yeah. Like, this is a weird thing to say given how much nepotism is in the thing. But like,
Ananya Pandey, Chunky Pandey is just.
I know, that's the thing. I feel like Ananya, but I feel like basically their parents aren't famous enough for people to care. So, I don't know. Even when that trailer came out, they at least seemed likable, like Varun and Alia and Siddharth. But like Tara and Ananya Pandey, they literally just seem like plastic dolls. Like they clearly can't act.
And like with actors, I feel like you have to bring a lot of personality on board as well. Like there's so many more things.
Which, to be fair, I would say Tiger has.
Ananya, oh god, I watched one of her things, I'm like, what is she doing? Like, she's so bad, like, my god, like, go study, like, go do something.
Like, but yeah, another one of all the comments on this YouTube, on the trailer and stuff are all into themes. There's one big theme about these are students who are doing zero studying. So,
exactly.
The second, which is also true of the first one, is like, there is no college or school in India that looks anything like this, with Olympic-sized swimming pools and like racetracks and like God knows what else. But yeah, that list looks awful. I'm not gonna watch that movie.
Yeah, they should actually spend all this money to actually make a good school like that. You know, that could be good. Like, actually make it a school.
You can actually make money out of that too. I'm sure there's people who can attend those schools.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, Tiger, to his credit, has at least he has a fan following, which means that the movies will have a decent chance of doing well.
But I guess the other ones, like Brahmastra, is probably going to be good. I'm looking forward to, like, it seems like he's trying to do a huge thing. So I'm quite interested in the way he's, and he spent a lot of time on it too. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that something really good comes out of it.
Yeah. Going back to Bharat, it's actually a remake of a Korean movie.
Oh, really?
Called Ode to My Father. So I think the concept is interesting. Like, it's basically, it's the story of, so the original one, Ode to My Father, is the story of Korea's history told through the story of this guy's life.
Okay.
So it's basically this guy's life from childhood till the end, I guess. But showing how he just a regular guy. And how he experienced different moments in Korea's history and how that impacted him. And so basically the concept is the same, but in India, obviously. So it's it's like India's history told through the story of this guy.
Okay.
So the concept is interesting, but because it's Salman, they have to make it, like, they've made it very gimmicky.
Okay.
So it's like, his name is Bharat A.
Okay. like, can you get like any
he's, yeah, he's born in 1947. And he's whatever, instead of a regular guy, he's this guy who's obviously like dancing and jumping and
I think
fighting,
like Salman, like in
being
most
himself.
Movies exactly. Salman's just playing Salman. Salman's not. So it's gonna be interesting to see how.
For the first 30 seconds of the trailer, I was actually like, oh, because there's a lot of trailer where he's his old self, like, so because 1947 means like in whatever 2019 he's 70, right?
Yeah.
So he has like gray hair and whatever. I'm like, this is interesting, like Bollywood actors playing closer to their age.
Yeah.
And then 30 seconds later, it cuts to him in his like 20s, like dancing and jumping.
Oh my God.
And whatever, Disha Patni, like, but basically wearing almost nothing and dancing with someone. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this was clearly not going to last. But yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
I think that's it.
That's it. No, I haven't watched any other trailers, to be honest.
But this is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pish.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Hopefully we will have you back soon. Well, at least Aishu, if you come
to
France.
Find a Bollywood movie in France and
No, we should do it actually. We should watch a movie.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.